When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Mike Simpson here from KNX News with another interview with somebody who's running for governor. If you've heard these before, welcome back. Thanks. If you haven't, here's the premise. We get out of the studio. We still cover the important stuff, but we try at least to move off of some of the talking points from the TV commercials and get to know these candidates a bit. And one good way to do that is to take somebody out for a drink, right? So that's what we're doing during these profiles. Today, it's former Orange County Congresswoman Katie Porter, who actually was one of the very first to say she was running before the field got as crowded as it is.
I ordered a blackberry ginger margarita, and it is so beautiful.
The scene for this one is Buen Provecho in Long Beach. We're out on the patio. It's out on the promenade.
What appears to be a marigold floating in it.
That's great. Well, cheers. Thanks for coming.
Cheers.
We have talked about Katie Porter a lot through the years. She was famous for having her whiteboard during congressional hearings. But in this race, a lot of the headlines came when she almost walked out of an interview and then was seen on video tearing into a staffer. She promised to do better. So what has that looked like?
Yeah, I mean, primarily it has been being out with voters, engaging people, building a great team. You know, it was a very painful week. One of the video with a staffer was from years ago. It was dropped strategically by an opponent. But it was a painful moment. And it was a chance to reflect on the kind of leader I wanted to be of this team and the way in which I wanted to conduct this campaign. The reporter, I finished the interview, been doing a lot of press since, and have really enjoyed it.
She says it was a moment to reflect, but she does feel there also might have been something else going on.
And look, there are layers. This would be the first time California's elected a woman governor. The last time Democrats put a woman on the ballot in November was 1994. I was in college.
Is there a double standard? Do you think if a guy said those things?
Hard to know for sure. It's also about news cycle. It's about what else is going on. But I do think that, you know, the fact that video was from 4 years ago from a staffer that I'd worked with for 4 years after that video, like, it was strategically dropped, designed to feed a certain narrative about women and about women candidates. And so a part of my job in this race is to continue to show, with my policy expertise, with the work that I have done, with how I campaign, that I am absolutely ready to lead, and how much it would benefit California to have a governor who actually pushes a shopping cart, who doesn't need talking points about the price of cereal, who is paying college tuition and thinking about that all the time, who has a teenager that she does not want to live on her couch for the next 10 years because of housing affordability. So a lot of what I bring to this race is a toughness. It's a willingness to go against the status quo. But you have to do that in a way that shows respect for people who want to ask you tough questions and respect for all of the wonderful people who help get you there.
And she'll tell you that it's time, that we are past time to have a woman in charge in Sacramento.
To have a governor who actually pushes a shopping cart, who doesn't need talking points about the price of cereal, who is paying college tuition and thinking about that all the time, who has a teenager that she does not want to live on her couch for the next 10 years because of housing affordability. So I get stopped all the time in the grocery store. People say, I can't believe you're here. And I want to see.
Where else would I be?
How else would I get groceries? Like, is there another way to feed these three hungry teenagers? But it's also, I mean, look, we know that women do lead differently. We have seen where states have elected women governors, that there is more attention to childcare. There is more attention to educational opportunity for kids. There is more attention to closing the gender pay gap. Like, and that's good. It's just natural evolution. Half of our state is women. It makes sense to have that voice in leadership. We've prioritized a lot of kinds of diversity in California. But I think the other thing is, The fact that I don't take corporate contributions would make me very, very different. And look, you can say that you don't take the corporate money. You take the corporate money, but you don't do what the corporation wants you to. Well, one of two things is true. Either those corporations are wasting their money, which doesn't seem like something really savvy businesses would do. But even if that's true, even if you don't take cash the check and do their bidding, voters still think you do. They're still worried that's what you do. So we need campaign finance reform in California. The contribution limit is $78,400. What does the typical median Californian earn in a year? $58,000. That is not a democracy that is living its progressive values, that is not a people-centered democracy. So I have over 75,000 donors. My average contribution right now is right around $30. Even when you look at other Democrats like Eric Swalwell, his average contribution, $1,800. For me, $1,800 is a lot of money. That is a lot of money for someone who's trying to pay car insurance for two teenage boys, who's trying to figure out college tuition, so who's trying to keep her daughter in tennis shoes and sneakers and hoodies and all the other things, Sephora, all the things a teenage girl needs.
The Sephora years have started.
Exactly. So we really do need to live our values. And so running a grassroots campaign, not taking corporate contributions, being very, very clear to Sacramento, I will work with you, I will listen to you, but you cannot buy and pay for me. That is a huge difference from the perceptions of our past governors, our past and current legislatures. There's a lot of lobbyist control in Sacramento.
Since we're on the subject of money, when we talk about it during this campaign, it's affordability, right?
We can't just say affordability. That's caused by somebody else. Some of our affordability challenges in California are caused by government policy decisions. We have to own that.
You still want to rethink taxes for people making under $100,000?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Democrats have gotten so bent on this program and that program. One of the easiest ways, the research shows, one of the best ways to help people who can't make ends meet is let them keep their money. They earn it.
It's a novel concept.
Yeah, it's a novel concept, but they earn it and they know what they need to spend it on. Right? And you don't have all the administrative costs of running 9 programs. So the proposal here is, if right now we take in about $8 billion from people earning less than $100,000. So that's the price tag. If we let people keep that money, where does it go? It goes to helping them make ends meet. It goes to retirement accounts. Great, we have fewer people who can't afford to retire. It goes to college savings. Great, we have fewer people who can't afford that. It goes to paying for childcare so they can go out in the workforce and get a job. It goes to paying for health insurance, which is going up because of Donald Trump. So look, I think in most parts of California, most people feel like it takes $100,000 to be able to not just live, but also have a little bit of a movement toward building the life you want.
She wants to pay for that tax relief through corporate tax changes, closing loopholes, and that's not all she wants to offer.
I figured out a way to pay for and make it possible for people to have a free college degree in California. Take something Gavin Newsom did that's terrific, which is make community college free. You get 2 free years now of community college free. The California Promise. I wish Gavin talked about this every day. I still meet people with kids about to apply to college who don't know about this. You take that 2 free years of community college, I would pair it with year 3 and year 4, tuition free at UC or CSU. That's a free college degree. One, that's the promise we made to California voters in the master plan on education decades ago. It's what used to be true about California, and it's what powered a lot of our growth. And 3, that is a big chunk of money for families. They're already having to pay cost of living for their college kid, which has gone up. Room and board is a bigger challenge.
It also sounds very expensive.
Again, how to pay for this? Overall tax code changes. There are those who argue with the math, but that just means welcome back to the whiteboard.
Look, the whiteboard is just a tool. It's a tool to get answers. The whiteboard was about saying, here's what people want to know. I mentioned all the corporate donations that flow into all of our state elected offices, from assembly to governor. What we see from that is they say that they're fighting for people, but they pass corporate loopholes. So we need to close those.
Finally, I asked how this all has been, because it's been a long time. She was one of the first to declare candidacy.
I think when you see us, I can't wait to be on the debate stage with these folks. When you see us on the debate stage, I wouldn't give up that year of getting to know people, traveling the state, getting to go see things, learning about issues for anything. This is not a job for a policy lightweight. This is not a job for somebody who just wants to smile. This is a job that requires digging in. So if you don't know where to find that revenue data, you shouldn't be making revenue promises.
If you win, we can do this again.
Yes, absolutely. And all the drinks will be on me.
Yeah, that last part sounds pretty good to me. If you want to hear more of these, because we're doing them with as many of the candidates as we can, go to the LA Local podcast, wherever you get your pods, the LA Local on Odyssey, Apple, Spotify, or KNXnews.com. You can find it there and come back soon. We'll have another round.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.